Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce to dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they no longer are two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this, and he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, and placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I was looking through my mother's picture album when she was growing up, and there was one picture of her standing beside her sister and a little boy. So I said to my mother, who's the kid? He said, "Well, that's my brother." I said, "You have a brother? You mean I have an uncle?" I didn't know that. Apparently, after high school, the brother got in a knock-him-down argument with his father, and he severed relationships with the family. Now, you would think that after 20 years, right, you'd say, "I was a little immature back then after high school. It's my dad. I'm going to give him a phone call, maybe send him a Hallmark card, or take him out to lunch. I'd like to know my sister again and just get to know her. Maybe, and see if she got married and had any kids or anything." So I said to my mother, I want to meet my uncle. He might like me and want to give me Christmas presents. My mother said to me, "Oh, Peter, you don't understand. I will never see my brother again." And I realized at that moment that sometimes the pain of harsh words or deeds can be so difficult and painful that you'll never get back together again. Why is that? Why is it? Well, it's because we're fragile. We're made to get hurt, and we're fragile. I belong to a running club. There's 200 of us in the club, and every one of us has Achilles heels, bony knees, and muscles that have nothing better to do than to rip and to tear, when we use them too much. So when that happens, we get an injury, we usually go right to the coach, and the coach gives us a number of directives, what to do, what exercise we can do, what not to do, who to see, physicians, gives us a whole list of things to do. And sometimes I'll go to track and I'll see somebody says, "Oh, where have you been? I haven't seen you in 4 months. He says, "I got injured." And then they'll say, I'm back. And those are special words. Those are the words of people that heal. I'm back. I got some rare condition that older guys in their 60s sometimes get. It's inflammation of the muscles and the joints. It doesn't sound like a big deal, right? It's not fatal or anything. But when you try to get out of bed or when you try to pick up a paper clip off the floor, or you try to put your jacket on, it's a big deal. It's very painful. My running career was over. So I got a doctor, a rheumatologist, and she gave me a list of things to do, and I did them all. Made absolutely everything on that list I did, and I'm back! I'm back training and running marathons again! Now those words, I'm back, means you're healed. You know, when those are the words that the father heard of the prodigal son when he finally returned, the happy words. You know, they're the words that my mother did not get to hear from her brother. Now here's my point. The most important job you and I will ever have as Christians, the most important job will be to heal. And the reason why we have to heal is because we get beat up. Because that's part of the job description. We have to carry the cross every day. We're going to be persecuted. Jesus promised us all this. So what happens because we're fragile and we get hurt? We get banged up and bruised because we're carrying the cross. What you do is you listen to instructions. You listen to Christ's instructions, everything. And try to do everything he tells you. Now, those instructions aren't going to be so easy. They'll be a little difficult. Turn the other cheek. Pray for your enemies. Forgive your persecutors. If someone steals your coat, give them your shirt as well. They're not easy things. But they're prescriptions. They're healing words so we can heal. So we can say the greatest words that'll ever come out of our mouth. I'm back.